We are joined here in the media center with the number one qualifier for Funny Car, Robert Height. Height's pass of 3.851 at 334.73 miles per hour from Friday held up. Height, this is your second number one qualifier this season. Talk about your success this weekend.
Well, if leaving here last night, I would have bet anybody that if we didn't run quicker today or this night session, 385, that we would have not been number one. So a lot of people missed it out there tonight, including us. But, you know, we also missed it during the day when it was hotter. So we got to get it together for tomorrow because we're going to have more hot. The night runs are over. The runs where you can really throw down, it's all behind us. So we've got to kind of pick up from Norwalk where we left off and race this. Going to be a hot track tomorrow. And if we can run like we did in Norwalk, I think we got a good shot.
Why do you think everybody missed it today?
I don't know. I think... there's nothing wrong with the racetrack. I think everybody was just pushing a little too hard. You know, we kind of set the mark last night. And, you know, we tried speeding ours up a little tonight. We honestly thought Courtney might get us. So we were going to pick ours up a little bit, and just it was way too fast. But we also had a malfunction. It broke the wheelie bar on that run. So it went way further down than normal. So that kind of throw that in the mix. It didn't help us any.
Do you think that by going out,
that's exactly what Jimmy Prock said earlier today from Q3. He said, you know, we kind of know our limit. You know, sometimes, okay, you want to go down the track every run and get 3 points every run. But sometimes if you don't push it far enough and know your limit, well, you might find where that limit is on Sunday, and that's the end of your day. So we know what not to do now. You know, it's been a fun week in Chicago. We've been to a baseball game, and we worked hard for Old World Industries and Peak. A lot of their folks have been out with the track with us all weekend. More of them tomorrow. In fact, the CEO is coming tomorrow, and he's never been to an NHRA drag race. So like to get him in the winner's circle.
Now I know what I was going to ask you. How much did you pay attention? Once you're in the car, lined up and everything, how much do you pay attention to what happens in front of you?
A lot. I'm always, it keeps my mind occupied. You know, it's like I want to know what's going on. I'm talking to my guys about sometimes you can't hear what other people are running. Sometimes you can't see the scoreboard. And so, yeah, I'm always trying to figure out where we're at. It just keeps your head in the game.